In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 12, January 17th, 1921, and we're on the third paragraph. And here, Jesus is talking to Louisa. Then my sweet Jesus took my hands in his own. So this oneness that Louisa had with Jesus is truly astonishing. It's not like the vision. It's not a vision. It's not an apparition. It's not a locution. Okay, this is important to know. Louisa participated one with God in a way that the church will describe, you know, in the future. It's a new way of experiencing Christ. I've met visionaries and those who've had apparitions and those who, have had, locutions, and none of them experienced the life that Jesus gave to them. And Mary gave to them, as Louisa did. And that's something that we have to understand. This is a new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II spoke about. So she says, then my sweet Jesus took my hands in his own and squeezing them tightly told me, my daughter Louisa, the fiat is all full of divine life. Okay. Even more, It is divine life itself. So here, this I love you that God breathed into Adam. You know, we say, you know, what came out of the dust? Adam, a human. No, we have no idea what this Adam looked like. We have no idea what his DNA was like. So who comes to earth? The new Adam, Jesus, God, man, the new Eve, Our Lady, Theotokos, the mother of God. Why? So God could give back to humanity this divine life. This is what God wants. So he says, Louisa, the fiat is all full of divine life. Even more, it is divine life itself. And that's why all lives and all things come from within the fiat. So what Jesus is saying to Louisa and now to us, I want you to return back to this divine life. And so God is going to show us a new and divine way of holiness. It's a new and divine way of holiness that our Lord is asking us to begin to live. It's nothing less than the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. See, the saints had a virtue or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Mary. But the fullness of life, it wasn't given to the saints. Why? They didn't have Louisa. We have been given Louisa. We're nobodies. We're nothings. And God wants to give this to nothing so that he can produce what he wants. Okay, we're a canvas that's empty. He's the painter. He's the artist, and he wants to bring this divine life alive in us as he paints. And see, that's why he said to Louisa, each one of my children in the divine will be my divine masterpiece, which I, God, will delight in for all eternity. We have no idea what God has planned for us. And all that he's asking is, are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say yes? Adam didn't know what he was doing when he said no. He didn't know he was going to end up like this, fallen humanity. We have no idea what God is going to bring us to. What does Scripture say? What we are now as children of God, what we are going to become, we do not know. But what we do know is we will become like him. Because we will see him as he is. We have no idea what God's going to do. And he's waiting for us to take that leap of faith to say, yes, I want what you want, God. That's why the final devotion that was given to the church by St. Faustina, Jesus to St. Faustina, she says the final devotion, Jesus says the final devotion is, Jesus, I trust in you. I have confidence in you. Don't be oppressed by the things in the world today. Don't be worried about what you're seeing. God is getting everything ready. He's saying to each soul, what do you want? I have to give it to you. And each soul is responding back to God. Some souls are saying, I'm not going to budge. Other souls are saying, I have to trust in you, Jesus. I have to believe in you. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You're my God. You're my all. Whatever you want, I want. That's the divine will. That's to prepare the souls for this great gift of the divine will. So Jesus says, that's why all lives and all things come from within the fiat. Creation came from my fiat. Therefore, in each created thing, one can see the mark of the fiat. In every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, you see the fiat of God. We hear the fiat of God. We smell the fiat of God. We taste the fiat of God. We should be rejoicing continuously for all of creation. The food that we have, the water that we drink, the everything that God has given us in creation. Now, the fallen humanity is where we are today. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to perfect that. I'm going to bring about a new beginning for humanity. The 100 years that was given to the evil one is over, basically. And as Mary crushes the head of Lucifer, the body of the snake is whipping all over the place. That's what we're experiencing. It's the end of this era of Lucifer. It's a new era of peace, joy, and happiness. So God has to say to each person, what do you want? I have to give you what you want. And he's offered to us the book of heaven. The way and the how the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, there is nothing in redemption which does not contain the mark of the fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother, of my mother, Jesus says. The fiat of creation, fiat lux, let there be light. The fiat of redemption, the fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother. He says, even my own holy humanity, Jesus says, my steps, my words, my works were sealed by Our Lady's fiat mihi. Let it be done to me as you say. And the incarnation took place. So Jesus says, my pains, my wounds, my thorns, my cross, my blood, my precious blood have the mark of her fiat mihi. Think about that. I remember in the seminary, when our professor, Father Travassi, a great man, he was Archbishop Cassati's best friend. He said, do we have a relic of the Blessed Mother? And everybody goes, no, we haven't got a relic. And he goes, yes, we do. Every time we go to Holy Mass, it's flesh of his flesh. It's flesh of her flesh, blood of her blood, bone of her bones that Jesus possessed. So when you receive Holy Communion, you're also receiving Our Lady, the new Adam and the new Eve. See, what God has planned is that we possess this life, this love, this light of Jesus and Mary, the mark of the fiat mihi. See, because Jesus says, because all things carry the mark of the origin from which they came. My origin in time was the fiat mihi of Our Blessed Mother. He says, of the Immaculate Mama. Therefore, all my works carry the mark of Our Lady's fiat mihi, her fiat mihi in each sacramental host. If man rises again from sin, if the newborn baby is baptized, if heaven opens to receive a man or a woman, it is the fiat mihi of my mother that marks, follows, provides everything. You see what Jesus is doing? He's making us aware of the fiat of creation by possessing all of creation and the fiat of redemption by possessing all of redemption. Creation and redemption is ours. And that's why when you pray the Holy Rosary, your memory is of Jesus and Mary. Your memory is not of what they said about you, they said about me, they said about your family, or our nation. It doesn't matter. What matters is what God is saying is, well, who I have created, you are the ones that have this abundant life. And he says, I want you to share more of this. So he says, how do you share more of this? By remembering the one that you are called to become. Another Jesus, Alter Christus, a priest, Jesus, Mary's mother, the new Adam and the new Eve. I want you to remember what this abundant life is about. That's why even at Holy Mass, do this in remembrance of me. We receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ, of Jesus and Mary. We have to begin to understand God is getting us ready for what? Sanctification. So he says, the heavens are opened. The fiat mihi of my mother marks and follows and provides everything. Oh, the power of the fiat that rises at every instant. The power of the fiat that multiplies and becomes the divine life of all goods. See, what God is going to share with us is a new beginning. And again, going back to John Paul II, he says, get ready to begin to live a new and divine way of holiness. That was in 2004 that he said this. Our Lord is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. Our Lord is asking us to begin to live this new and divine way of holiness. How do we get there? He's given us the book of heaven of how and why, and it's up to us. He's not going to force us to read. He's not going to force us to study. He's going to say very, very clearly, what do you want? How much do you want this? So as we begin to read and to study and to put into practice the secrets of the Holy Spirit, Jesus says to Louisa, the truths of Jesus, the power of this great gift that Jesus and Mary possess. As we learn this new and divine way of holiness, what happens is our whole life changes. We begin to understand, yes, the world has to be purified. Yes, the church has to be purified. Jesus says, because this gift is so beautiful that the world isn't worthy of it yet. And so therefore he says, I must purify my church. We're going to see a lot of things happening very, very soon. And our job is not to panic. Our job is to enter into this divine I love you. The power of the fiat, he says, that rises at every instant. The power of the fiat that multiplies and becomes the life of all goods. It's a new beginning for humanity, but it's really not new. It's the oldest gift that God gave to humanity, the gift that he breathed into Adam. When Adam came out, this dust was in the image and likeness of God. We think, oh, it's another human. No, we have what's coming is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. Our Lord loves us very much to have us live at this time. Great things are coming. Don't be afraid. Jesus says that to Louisa, be courageous. Don't be afraid. Those were the words of John Paul II when he became Pope. He says, do not be afraid. And then when Pope Benedict became Pope, he says, you must be courageous. This is what God's got planned. Wait till you see all that's coming. Rejoice now, because you're going to be rejoicing for all eternity. So let us pray. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray for all the little children, the holy divine will, to become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.